This is GQDN for Friday, August 18th, 2023. Happy Friday, everybody. We are brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest and by patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, we got some Madden news for you. Oh, how about a little bit of World of Warcraft stuff? Some old stuff. And some game announcements. But today, we start with one that is leaving Call of Duty. This comes to us from GamesRadar.com, and they are saying that the lead developer of Call of Duty, David Bundahar, is leaving both Activision and Treyarch altogether. So this was indeed flagged by a LinkedIn post by Charlie Intel, and it did say that Bundahar is leaving after 18 years at Call of Duty, and he is leaving the project because he wants to move into an undisclosed project that's a quote that's in the game industry. So here is what his post did read, quote, "Thank you to the Call of Duty community for your passion and enthusiasm. That energy has often fueled our determination as studios and individuals. I will always be grateful for the opportunity to interact with so many of you directly online in person. This energy is always a massive part of me." Now, he did go back to the Black Ops franchise, but his history with Call of Duty goes back to Call of Duty 2, Big Red One. And he also did put some work into Call of Duty 3 and World at War before getting back into the Black Ops division for 4 games. The last one that he touched was Call of Duty Warzone. Now, Treyarch did put out a statement themselves, acknowledging Bundahar's departure. So here's what they said, quote, "Farewell to the legendary David Bundahar, whose discipline, creativity, and innovation helped shape our games from Call of Duty 2, Big Red 1, to Black Ops Cold War. His iconic phrases and groundbreaking ideas will be missed. Excited for your next adventure." So, he will indeed be missed from there, but we'll see what he makes. Now, we get into some other gaming news. We'll start with a release, because according to Blue News, Madden NFL 24 has officially kicked off. Now, it's available on PC and the consoles. You know which, come on. And it has full cross-play support. It's the first time that the series has done that. So now, you can, if you're on PlayStation, you can play with your Xbox friends. Or vice versa. Whatever. Or everybody can play with Nintendo people. You know what I mean. Anyway, they did say that all the details and the info are up on the official website. But that would also have the launch of Madden Championship Series 24. And that would also have the rules and details for that esport. They also put up the official launch trailer as well. But according to DualShockers.com, it has some bad lags. Oh no. So yeah, Madden 24 on PC does have some great visuals. But people are not happy because of the delay in the online multiplayer matches, because it only has a 30% positive review on Steam. Well, that's the time that the article did release, which was 7 hours ago as this recording. So a part of that reason why it's only 30% happy is some of the bugs that's in Madden 24. Which it does seem like it has the input delay, and that is the most annoying one. In fact, players did report that the input delay did reach up to about 3 seconds. In fact, one of the reviewers did say, quote, "Online games run like it's in slow motion with 3 seconds of input delay," unquote. And it had that quote had a 90 upvote and 20 hours of playtime. So, outside of the input delay issues, some of the players also said that there's some significant stutters in the gameplay, which would make the game unplayable to them. So there's another quote from Steam. Let's make it two. First one reads, after only 2 hours of playing time, I have refunded the game. Quote, I made every change I could via the settings, but the game is simply unplayable. Unquote. Now, as of the post, EA has yet to react to the issues, but the game has been available for only 3 days through the deluxe edition owners. Now, could the developers already know about this? About the problems? Oh, they could, but the next patch could have fixes to it. We don't know if that does, but we'll keep you informed. Now, let's get to World of Warcraft, because Dot Esports has the next two articles, and they are talking about WoW Classic. And they did say, well, which zone is actually the deadliest in Hardcore mode? Now, Hardcore mode will be playable on August 24th. And the biggest difference between Hardcore mode and Classic WoW is permanent death. So once your character is dead, just like in Diablo, in Hardcore mode, your death is permanent because your character only has one life. When you die, game over, man. But what zone would actually be the most difficult one? Well, Dot Esports did talk to Tim Jones, the senior technical designer, and then they also talked with Lenny Cook Severline. And what they said was some of those zones, like Fellwood and Winterspring, with the high-level classic hardcore players, would be the most trouble, or was the most trouble, when they were testing it. But low-level players, i.e. Elwynn Forest and Duotar, were just like that, hard. So, here's what Jones told Dot Esports. Quote, someone was trying to get to Winterspring on the PTR, and there was just a line of corpses through the Fellwood all the way to Winterspring that was just cracking us up. Another funny one, when we were looking on the coast of Southeast Duotar, right outside of Sinjin Village, and there were a lot of deaths in the water, probably from people drowning, but there was one death in the pool of water in Sinjin Village, so whoever managed to die on land by drowning, props to that guy. So, are you ready for hardcore? Well, they also did say that some of the players did outline the future for most of the mysterious unused zone. And some of that is in the northern section of the Eastern Kingdom. And the zone did remain unmarked through 19 years being the history of the game. Now, on Reddit, Classic WoW, and that was posted by Chrome Dragon, did say, Classic Plus anyone? And they were looking at Northern Lordaeron. Two pictures within the picture, they said vanilla in retail, but then they looked at this one and the map was a little bit different. Like it has a little bit of a bay area and not a straight shoreline. Very curious. Now, we're gonna get to some other, type of dragon stuff. GamesRadar.com did say that Dragon Age writer did defend Baldur's Gate 3 least favorite companion. Now, the Dragon Age writer, David Gator, did say that female characters are getting more criticism than their male counterparts. And that's a big thing in games. I would have to agree with that. But today, he said basically that on Twitter, that's the case with Dragon Age. He said that male characters will get more forgiveness than female characters from the fans. So here's what he said on X. Quote, he's replying to I Simp the Knight. Here's what I Simp the Knight said. I'm confident if they was a guy, people would be swooning about him being so edgy and such a bad guy. Oh wait, I forgot. That's a station. So here's what David said. Can confirm, Dragon Age fandom consistently gave way more latitude and forgiveness to male characters as opposed to female characters in every game. It's very much a thing. So yes, he did say that. And he's trying to back Baldur's Gate 3 female characters up. But now we get to some game releases. And if you're into Delta Force, Blue News said that Hawk Ops, is now up because the Delta Force website is live. So it is a first-person shooter, and that does include an official teaser trailer in advance of a bigger reveal next week at Gamescom. Now, IGN did do an interview with the developer, Timmy Studio Group, which does have details on returning elements from the original. So, we shall see what indeed happens with that. Should be pretty interesting. They also said that Skull and Bones closed beta is on its way. So Ubisoft did give some additional details on the closed beta for Skull and Bones. So if you do sign up for the 3-day test, which comes this August 25th, the page will have an outline with the preloads and testing. We'll have some kickoff by territory. So here's what they said on their website. Quote, for the closed beta, you'll be able to play and experience main campaign contracts until the Exterminate the Rat contract. In addition, you'll be able to rise all the way until the Buccaneer Infantry tier by engaging with a variety of activities available in our world, including the main campaign contracts and reaching Buccaneer. Be sure you check your in-game mailbox to claim your new ship, a powerful equipment for your journey. Completing the last main campaign contract or reaching Buccaneer is just the beginning. You'll have plenty of loot to hunt down and activities to complete. Make the full use of your logbook and the journal in the map to pin and track activity. Now, if you got a Nintendo Switch, last one for the week. Frog Detective, The Entire Mystery, is coming to Switch. So here's a little bit of info about Frog Detective, and this comes from Nintendo. Quote, Frog Detective is a first-person mystery series by Worm Club, made with the help of Super Hot Presents, that has grown a cult following on the internet. The detective's adventures have been enjoyed by over 500,000 players worldwide and inspired by upcoming feature film. We're just kidding about the film, but still, 500,000 players. Wow. Now, they do talk about the entire mystery case, and it's got a few cases there to it. So, hey, go check it out. You can go check us out, too, at Group Quest. No show tomorrow. I got family stuff, so deal with it. But you can still follow us at Dawnforge on X. This has been a Dawnforge production. 2023. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again Monday for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people. Video games, that is.